Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hour number two. I am Ron, the show Hughley, and Vern just got off because his childhood idol was on television.
Tram.
Alan, damn it. I was just about to try to pick a push to the people listening. Do you think you can guess who Vern's childhood love affair was, an athlete was? But it is Alan Tram.
Or Steve Young.
Probably doesn't deserve to get in the hall, but he got in. And Steve Serta producing this bad boy.
That just shows your lack of baseball knowledge on display. Early on a Tuesday.
Yeah, Alan probably. Just all of very, very good.
You don't know what you're talking about. Stick to Queen, Joe.
I love Queen, man. I can't get off of it.
I'm with Joe on this.
You're the one. Didn't you say you don't even know? You don't even know who Alan Trammell is.
I'm with Joe on this one. Nice job.
How about that? Yeah.
Nice job.
Alan. They sure as hell made Alan wait a long time, didn't they? Mm-hmm. This year has not been a great year for Kansas basketball, especially on the court and off it, be honest with you. And when you look at the Silvio D'Souza stuff that has fallen down, and once again, this is, at least 2 years in a row, you can think of other moments where, kids are getting screwed over in a major way. And, no one from the coaching staff or anybody connected with Kansas are getting screwed, or any kind of punishment whatsoever. And, Cliff Alexander, we got Josh Selby, all the way through.
So Billy. Many.
Preston last year. Yeah, so many. But this is what they're doing and what's potentially happening, how they're pushing this with a Gerald Vick, is as disgusting. Like Bill Self, listen – Bill Self is one of my favorite coaches, and I understand the game. A lot of them are playing. Everyone's cheating, and I'll step right out here and say it. I'll say seatbelts, but Coach K's cheating. We know Calipari's cheating. Self's cheat. They're cheating. It's the game. But what to me isn't the game is how they have handled Gerald Vick. Right? If Gerald Vick is suspended off of this team, because if you're watching the West Virginia game, Fran Fraschilla, on multiple occasions, there was a Ringer article that was out, multiple occasions stating that he doesn't believe that LeGerald is going to return to the team. And then pushing forward, boy, they're playing so much, with so much joy and so much happier. And then you hear Bill Self, who's like a 19-year-old, subtweeting, hey, the last 2 weeks, I haven't had as much fun coaching this team. It's been so much more fun with this team, and this team has positive attitudes. Man, if you want him off the team, and if he's the reason, say it. Or at least give us conduct detrimental to the team is why he's off. Like from everything that we've gathered to know, because Kansas ain't saying very much, is that he just is taking a leave of absence. And then it was reported that his mother said that, hey, he is needed home in Memphis. So it's coming off as to be like there's something going on where he needs. So if there's something going on, which what you're trying to portray, don't make it and push it as if everything that happened before you played the three worst teams in the league and got wins, everything that happened before that has been his fault. And Bill Self will get the benefit of the doubt, even though he's been potentially sleazy. whether it's the game or not, how this has come down. You know, he'll suspend LeGerald or take Charlie Moore out of a game because he was late to class. But Curtis Townsend, who he knows is connected with Adidas, has not missed a day. So, like, this is becoming really gross to me how it looks like they're setting up for this kid who I have felt from the jump Bill Self has just really just used this kid when he's needed him. He told a kid who was a junior who had a chance to graduate college, go to the NBA. That wasn't a good decision. Nobody knew he wasn't going to get drafted. That wasn't a good decision. He's played his last game, almost forcing him. And then looking at the roster and saying, well, maybe we could use LeGerald. All right, you can come back. But now placing blame on him after he's on a leave of absence is what you've told us. Not anything that he's done conduct to the team, but that a leave of absence. It is gross to me how they're potentially putting this on this kid. And I don't say right now, I don't think he's perfect. I think he can be flighty on the court. I think he probably is not the greatest leader. I don't think you have him on the team to be your leader, even though he is a senior. But to place blame on this, to say, now look how they're playing better. Man, you made a lineup change that you should have made weeks ago. You stopped playing four guards. Like, the second half against K-State, after Mitch Lightfoot had 6-5 in the first half, you didn't play him a second.
Yeah, I still think you're being a little mild with this. I mean, I appreciate you as a KU fan saying this, but with the things...
Oh, you think I'm being too soft?
Yeah, the things you said about the Kansas City Chiefs and the way that they handled Eric Berry, the way that they handled Marcus Peters, the way that they've handled some of their big-name guys over the years, you went in on them and really called them on the carpet. I think what Bill's doing is even worse than what Clark and Andy did with Eric and what they did with Marcus. We're talking about a 22-year-old with all we know is that he's needed at home according to his mother. They're presenting it as a personal matter. You know, we hear so often when I bring up Silvio or we talk about Billy Preston or Cliff Alexander. So when we talk about these athletes, the kids are the ones to blame for accepting a handout from a knowing adult like the assistant coach, like a Bill Self. You know, athletes don't need to be paid because of the scholarship, the room, and board. They often tend to leave out the fact that if you're possibly doing something to upset the coach, we'll just send you home and make it seem like you have a personal issue and we don't want you around anymore. You tend to leave that out. You tend to leave out the fact that Silvio D'Souza has not been treated like a human being, has been used as a negotiating tool with the NCAA. The we'll sit him out well before you hand out some sort of punishment as a precursor to that punishment. So maybe you'll look upon us a little bit more fondly because we've admitted our wrongdoing and we've sat him down. The way that Bill Self has handled things the past few years as he attempts to make up on misses on the recruiting trail or just falling short on the recruiting trail, the way that he has tried to circumvent things has really exposed him to be just as dirty, just as sleazy.
That's why I said, I think
as a Clark Hunt, as an Andy Reid, as true professional businessmen. He's supposed to be looking out for the well-being of 18 to 22-year-olds, and he's only looking out for his own well-being, and it's sad at a public university. So, yeah, I think you should be a little bit harsher, although there's a part of me that does look forward to watching you, from this side of the table, watch you fall out of love with Kansas basketball. The last bastion of fandom that Ron the Show Hughley has, I do think over the next few years that will be ripped from
you. Well, listen, like I said, man, I have no problem telling you. I've said it. If you don't feel like I've been hard enough, that's fine. I mean, I didn't call him sleazy. I didn't call him cheating. Like, the stuff with with Billy Preston and now Silvio and all this stuff and them not getting punished at all and nothing happening with Curtis Townsend. Vern, look, that stuff to me is sleazy as all get out. But that is the point where I know everyone's doing it, right? I know everybody is doing that. This here, this seems personal with this kid. It feels like he and the Kansas program had just used him when they needed him. Like that part, the part that really sticks in my craw is the one of, hey man, how many opportunities does Lazaro Vick have a chance to graduate college? Right? And you're supposed to be helping him make a good decision. You know, going to the NBA was not a good decision for him. Coming back there, potentially finishing his degree and you pushed him to go do that in a place where he wasn't going to get drafted. Like that part was the start for me where I felt iffy on the situation. And in here, like, trust me, I believe this in my heart. I don't think Fran Fraschilla is just saying stuff to be saying it, Vern. I think Fran Fraschilla has talked to somebody. And if that cat doesn't play again this year, because right now it's not, he's even hiding around, and to me what I believe is almost a punkish move. He's hiding around the fact of he's off and he's got a leave of absence. Not that he's suspended. Because at least if you tell me he's suspended, then I know what it is. And then coming around, boy, it's been a joy to coach this team the last 2 weeks. Now that we got you know who out of here, it's been a joy. And this team has played so different. And you beat Oklahoma State in a game that TCU really gave you because you were going to go to the hills of hell with Quentin Grimes until luckily the rules of the game got you out. And then you beat West Virginia, who's awful. Like, come on, man. The way they're doing this is gross to me.
College basketball on the air coming up on Saturday. Kansas State takes on the aforementioned Oklahoma State. Coverage starts at 2 o'clock this Saturday right here on 610 Sports Radio. Same time on Sunday, Royals and A's spring training baseball, 2 o'clock right here on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio. Eric Skoglund, when asked by our own Cody Tapp about admitting to the PED suspension to Dayton Moore, got so emotional he had to step out of the press conference for a solid 3 minutes to return and say this.
It was a relief. I was just going through a lot those past couple months because I knew I didn't do anything maliciously. So having his support was a good feeling for me. Him knowing who I am personally, and for me to have to accept an 80-game suspension for something I didn't maliciously do. So it was a relief to finally be able to tell someone and speak about it. Having his support definitely helped.
You could actually hear the tears in the throat of Eric Skoglund. I was talking to Cody. He said, no, it seemed genuine. But man, oh man, when I listened to the full quote of him explaining.
Without the hearing it, just reading it?
Not that, this more so.
Did you were you able to identify where it came from?
We have no idea. And that was the hardest part. Something got into my body without me knowing. It was scary. And it just kind of makes you think, you know, what could it have been? And that's the hardest part to deal with is not knowing, because I'm not a guy that's going to cheat the game. I didn't do anything maliciously. It's not the type of person I am. It's not my character. It's not how I was raised. So it sucks. And we couldn't find anything, and that's what's going to eat me for the rest of my career, and it's not a good feeling at all.
What's the theory? Is it like a protein shake, vitamins?
I wish I had an answer. I mean, I went to Smoothie King like twice, but I don't think, I really don't know what it could have been. If I would have known, I would have appealed it. I would have tried to fight it in any way I could. I was obsessed with the bank statements and trying to find anything that I ate that was unique or out of the ordinary. But I think the most I did was eat Chick-fil-A or Chipotle was, you know, the
All right, so that's Eric Skoglund. The crying puts you on your heels, but, man, I've heard so many guys in his situation say, I didn't do this maliciously. This isn't how I was raised. All I had was Chipotle, this and that. The crying makes you immediately feel bad for him, but the excuses, I've heard them a million times.
Yeah, I know. We got to hit one. In 2019, you don't get to me with PEDs and how much you're tested and how serious this is and what we know the penalty is, you don't get an excuse for being ignorant, even if that's the case. I believe these cats know what's going on in their bodies. And you don't get an excuse for being ignorant.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.